And I love state radio. That's the only thing I swear. Like, there's nobody. State radio. And I said it. Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Dirty Money, Young Money, The Mistress. Yeah.
Yo, Spate Radio, we are back. 2019 is here. The first interview of the year. I got my brother Austin in the building, man. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Chilling. So, for the people, your new fans, and for the fans that are already digging your music, can you tell them a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, for sure. So, basically, I'm a rapper, singer, I'm an artist developer as well, and I would say a major networker, for sure. Like, definitely a networker. Like, that stuff got me even, like, thinking that I could do this type of stuff on my own and actually be good at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, so how'd you get into music?
Okay, so basically what happened was, like, my friends and I, we would just be chilling and, like, we would just mess around and, like, freestyle on beats and stuff. So, like, we'd just be saying some stupid shit, man. Like, we would just be, like, joking around about, like, the stupidest stuff, you know, like, people, like, my friends, they would always be obsessed with girls in high school. So, like, they would be rapping about the girls they liked and, you know, like, all that cheesy stuff. And then, I don't know, after we graduated, I was starting to freestyle on my Snapchat every single morning because I was doing affiliate marketing at that time, so it allowed me to have a lot of time, you know, so I was like, hell, I don't even know what to do. So I would freestyle on my Snapchat every morning, and people were like, bro, you should, like, write something, because I feel like your freestyles are so dope. Like, if you actually took time and for real tried to write something, like, you could be a great artist, because you sound better than half of these people out here in Kansas City that have been doing this for years. So I'm like, what? You know, like, I was like, y'all are tripping, dude. But it was cool, though, because I was like, you know what? Like, let's do it. So I ended up actually, like, writing stuff. And what was crazy, too, is that, like, right when I first started actually writing, like, being so serious with it, my girlfriend at that time actually broke up with me, and that was the first time anybody's broken up with me, you know, like, so, you know, as, like, a teenager, I'm, like, freaking out, dude, like, super depressed, low, all that type of shit. And, this girl, Asuka, she literally hit me up and was like, yo, like, you can literally make the, like, you make such great music, and you haven't even recorded anything yet. Like, you are such a great artist.
Yeah.
All these times that you are feeling low and, like, overthinking stuff, you could be writing, you know, like, you could be writing music. And I was like, damn, like, nobody's ever told me, you know, like, and she was like, please, stranger, too. I didn't even know her, bro. I still haven't even met her till this day, but she's still been a day one fan, bro.
Wow.
And, yeah, shout out Asuka, bro. But, yeah, dude, like, she was like, Kyle, look at him. Kyle was barely even famous 4 years ago, and he grinded and climbed his way, and now, you know, he's at the position that he's at. Yeah. And same thing with Russ. Like, so I was like, damn, you know, like, I never even thought about these, you know, like, I didn't even think about it like that. Like, music was just something that was fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I started taking it super serious, got linked up with my homie Jay Shafe and Rocky, and, we were just doing some stuff. That's whenever you discovered me with Cuban Links, and, stuff was starting to, like, pop then, but then, I want to say around this time last year, I got in a professional studio for the first time, and it was just crazy because, like, it was a total different setting, you know? And out of all my homies, I was the only person recording professionally. So then, like, I got into so many different shows just because of people, like, of my friends and stuff and the people I was connected with. They were like, oh, yeah, like, basically they little bro'd me, you know what I'm saying? So I was, like, on their sets because they were like, yo, your music's so dope. Cuddy Bear, actually, out here. He had a toy drive, and that was the first ever show. Like, he took a little bit of time out of his set just for me and Rocky to perform and stuff, and, like, that was crazy to me, you know? And then 34 shows later, like, here we are, you know, just continuing this music thrive, building a huge network and, like, all that stuff.
Okay, so basically, people kind of motivated you to do this.
It was literally, like, it was not even, like, you know, in the back of your head, like, growing up, it's like, yo, I'm gonna be this. Like, it'd be really cool if I could do this. But, like, the doubt, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's huge doubt, and it's like, I don't even, you know, like, a lot of people doubt themselves and psych themselves out of their own true dreams.
Yeah.
And I guess I just, you know, hey, people fucked with it, and I like doing it. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't a time or even, like, plenty of people at all to even tell me that this is, like, a bad idea, that it was trash, like, any of that stuff. Like, only thing that I got was criticism, like, for my music, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff I could learn and implement into my music, which is what I ended up doing in my professional stuff. So, like, it's super crazy, you know? Like,
yeah. That's dope. So, who are some of the artists that you were listening to that motivated you to, you know, like, really enjoy music?
what would I say? Whenever I first started writing, I would say J. Cole, for real. J. Cole and Logic. Like,
okay.
Those were, J. Cole is just that, and Boss, too. Like, those guys were literally so chill, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, damn, like, these guys are so good at music, and they're not being these crazy, like, tryhards and, like, sounding like everybody else, like everyone does, you know? Like, like, these people sound, they have their own specific sound. Like, you can look up a million people and you won't find anybody with Bosses, J. Cole, or anything. Like, so I was like, yo, like, I want to be like that, you know? Like, I want people to know that this is awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be like, oh, I thought that was blah, blah, blah. Like, no, that was definitely me, you know? So it kind of pushed me towards, like, being original, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it.
Okay. So what makes your sound, do you think, in your opinion, makes your sound kind of unique from, you know, all the other stuff that's out?
Honestly, like, I don't know. Like, it's hard to say it, but, like, all the varieties of music, the variety of music that I put out is what makes me definitely, like, unique. Like, actually, I have lots of fans that tell me, they're like, dude, it's really impressive that every single song that you have sounds completely different. Like, you won't find a song that sounds exactly the same with the same type of pitch or same type of flow, all that shit, you know? Like, everything that you listen to that comes from me is different, and it's a different way how I feel too. Like, another thing that drives me now, like, especially now, is that I realize that everybody has a million emotions, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you could be happy, sad, mad, calm, hyped, all in one day. Hell, even in, like, 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I wanted to make sure that I made music that could carry people through all that stuff. You know, like, whether you just want to chill with your girl, whether you just want to be by yourself, whether you want to smoke, drink, anything, man. Like, that's what drives me now, for sure, as an artist, is, like, what can I do? One, that challenges me. And it's different that I can do that makes me, like, stand out, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people, they're like, oh, I'm good at this, so let me do a million songs like this. And then they sound the same in every single one of those songs because it's the same style of music, you know?
Okay.
So that's what my style of all the time.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I kind of noticed. Like, you could do, like, a pop record. You could do, like, a lyrical record. You could do, like, an R&B type of record. And that's one thing that I thought, you know, I agree when you say that your sound is unique, because you can kind of bounce around in different genres.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what I was telling you before, I thought that that was very similar to Drake, because when Drake puts out an album, he'll have he'll have like a reggaeton type of sound, and then he'll do like a R&B, and then he'll do like a Caribbean, you know, sound, and you know, so his he bounces around with different genres too.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty dope. So, as far as being an indie artist, what do you think are some of the tough things about being indie?
I would say some of the tough things is that you don't get shit handed to you, you know? Like, a lot of people that are, like, signed to labels, like, in their 360 deals, all that shit, they get a whole bunch of stuff handed to them, and, like, they just end up spoiled, you know, and then they just, like, quit and don't even really work for it, you know? Like, but that's also the part that I love about being an indie artist is that, like, I get to actually work hard for my shit, you know? Like, I can put in so much work this year, and by the end of the year, being, like you said all the time, like, being a completely different space, like...
Yeah.
Because of how hard I actually worked compared to a bunch of other people that are, like, oh, like, my music isn't even that good. I sound like everybody else, and I get handed shit. It's like, you don't even, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't even enjoy the process of being an artist.
Yeah.
And that's also why I do artist development, because I get to develop myself, and I get to learn things, and also teach and mentor other kids, or even people that are my age, you know, that want to do music.
Yeah.
Like, that have totally different sounds, too, you know? Like, that's the coolest thing to see. And then to realize that I'm doing that same thing for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude, you know? Like, and it's so natural. Like, it's so fucking natural, man. And, yeah, I just love it.
Yeah, and that's kind of rare, too, because rarely do you get, like, a 20-year-old that wants to mentor other artists, because they usually focused on themselves, you know what I mean?
Right, but, like... Think about it, like, think of how Jesus, right, how he gained a pinnacle following.
Yeah.
Like, how many people he blessed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think of Ty Lopez, so freaking popular, multimillionaire, and he learned some marketing stuff and trained hundreds of thousands of people how to do exactly what he knows, you know?
Yeah.
So... if this stuff worked for other people, why would I not do that same thing with music? You know, like, that's how I think about it. It's like...
That's true. Well, but a lot of people don't think that way. They think, like, you know, they're very selfish when it comes to... You know, a lot of people, up-and-coming artists, they're not even famous. And they're like, oh, I ain't doing a feature with him because he's nobody. I'm like, wait, you nobody too?
Right, exactly. Like, okay,
who is you?
The Kanye, or any even freaking person that has 100,000 followers and said, hey, who is this kid?
Yeah.
They'll be like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, like people act like that whenever they haven't made it yet. But it's like, and that's exactly why I represent the companies that I do at the same time for clothing-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm on the come up. My numbers are going up. So, it means your shit's gonna go up too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it works.
Yeah.
And also my whole team and everybody else that I work for and all that shit is going to be repping all your guys' stuff too. So it's like, the bigger I build my team and my dynasty, like, the bigger outcome that, you know, companies get as well.
Yeah, that's true. So where do you see yourself in, like, a year or two? Man, let's just go 3 years from now. Where do you see yourself?
Oh, 3 years from now, I'll definitely be in a fat ass house, dude. Like, straight up, bro. Like, I have to feel it, bro. Like, hell, even by the end of this year, like, it's definitely gonna be solid for sure.
I like that. Musically, where do you think you'll be in 3 years?
Oh, musically?
No, that too. No, yeah, this. I was talking about that, but.
Okay, my bad.
No, I was talking about life-wise, but I was also. But now I'm asking you musically.
Okay, musically. Honestly, like, I'm gonna always be making, like, I feel like in 3 years, I will actually have albums out compared to me. Like, this year, I'm working on an EP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even working on an album yet. And a lot of people, when they first start, they're like, oh, I'm going to start working on my album. But it's like, nobody even knows who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
true.
That's why I've been pushing. Like, 2018, I dropped, like, right before the end of 2018, I dropped the rest of everything that I made. I was like, you know what? Even if I was going to save some of this for an EP, I'm going to just release all this shit so then I can go into 2019 with a clear vision and clear motive to just fuck up the whole game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When I listen to the radio, bro, you know how they play, like, Khalid and all that shit, like, his songs, but most of them sound the same?
Yeah.
They're going to be playing my shit, but different-ass songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to be playing my shit with the slow jams.
Yeah.
With the fucking pop radio.
Yeah.
Like, with Hot 103, bro. Like, yeah. With straight hip-hop, all that stuff. Like, I want to be on every single radio station that has different types of music.
Yeah.
Because, like, that is a real way to truly, like, succeed in my way. Like, in my head, you know what I'm saying? Because succeeding is only an opinion in, like, what you think it is. It means, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
no, I definitely agree. Is, you know, jumping around to different genres to me just means more money.
Right, yeah, exactly, exactly. And more money I could bring, like, potential partners, you know, like major record labels and all that shit too. Like, when it comes to distribution deals and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. So, anything you got coming up as far as events? Because I know you have something coming up, and you have like a non-profit or something that you're working with children.
Yes. So my next show actually is a charity show. This 1 year old, her name is Maribel Jules, and my homies and I have raised like $2,800 for her so far. She has Down syndrome as a 1 year old, and she just got diagnosed with leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got partnered with like United Way and stuff out here, and, yeah, we get to do really awesome things for our community and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool, man.
Definitely. Yeah.
So we're going to get into some of this music. I'm going to let them hear, you know, what they're talking about, and I'm going to let them hear what I heard. And why I think that you're definitely a dope artist that's going to take over this music stuff. I definitely believe in your talent. And I'm always looking forward to hearing new music. Because I'm a fan, you know, I'm a fan of music first. So.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to let the people hear some of this good music. And is there anything you want to close it out and say?
I just want to thank you for your time and thank everybody for their time for actually taking it out to listen to me and get to listen to us.
That's what's up, man. All right, man. This is Austin. And we're going to get out of here. We're going to get into this music. All right, y'all. Peace. Spate Radio, King, we out.
Radio.
Yo. It's Austin, yeah. Hey, 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 ooh, yeah, yeah. You know what we on? Had to get it poppin', now we flipped into our zone. Boomin' from the west right to the east coast. Had to hit up on my bros and ask them which one wanna go. Hey, one more time, yeah. You know what we on? Had to get it poppin', now we flipped into our zone. Boomin' from the west right to the east coast. Had to hit up on my bros and ask them which one wanna go. Hey, yo, OVO hit my damn phone. I'll call back when I land home. Fuck a damn hoe, I don't want those. I just want my girlfriend in a Lambo. We'll do a show in Orlando with a drop top with a fan zone. Yeah, my name is Austin, but the first letter is a damn O. Ay. Yeah, we great. All of my niggas be eating the steak. F every day. We did not fuck with nobody, just fake. Stay in your place. Go to them platinum is what we'll make. God has his ways. So, yeah, yeah. This is what we want. Kinda whipping money, nigga, that's a little fun. Be got sent from cities out in London and it bombs. Got my homies in.
Yeah. We're over here, people talking out trash, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't even fuck with that shit. Hey, this is for my email.
I just want a Bentley. Hey, fucking on your bitch, we going 60. Hey, dropped it, tried to get it back, she missed me. Hey, put her in the past, now that bitch history. Oh, yeah, I just want a Bentley. Hey, could not fucking focus with her with me. Hey, looking left and right, like what does this mean? Hey, answered every question, she stopped listening. Oh, yeah. I do not care about the opposite. Look at my neck, it's metropolis. When we have fucked up, it was broke. Now a nigga is on top of it. Diamonds all over my neck, and the nigga be feeling like I'm really popping, bitch. Make a nigga wanna fuck. So baby girl, get on top of me, y'all. Look at me, fuck on me, love on me, touch on me, baby girl, you were a friend. Ooh, you were the song like a giving shit, but I guess that is a part of your plan. Ooh, I like a motherfucking hoe, but a nigga cannot even pass you the fan. Ooh, call me on break, cause a nigga went from a little boy to a motherfucking man, yeah. I wanna see 20,000 motherfuckers coming to my shows, yeah. I wanna see 500,000. I'm reinvested in my team, we goals, yo. I wanna be all over the world, but the people doing hella shows, yeah. I'm gonna be the nigga that will always beat his motherfucking goals, yo. I just want a Bentley, ayy. Fucking on your bitch, we going 60. Ayy, dropped it, tried to get it back, she missed me. Ayy, put her in the past, now that bitch history. Oh, yeah, I just want a Bentley. Ayy, could not fucking focus with her with me. Ayy, looking left and right, like what does this mean? Answered every question, she stopped listening. Oh, yeah. Look at your hoe. She suck on my dick and she really want more, yeah. Got my shit roll, yes, yes, I'm feeling froze, yo. Got on like, whoa, overseeing, they be feeling the flow, yeah. Throwing the shows, we count out the commas like flipping the moles, yo. Bust it down, ay. Reference who them and now, ay. Keep it bitch wet like a drought, ay. She said it took her so loud, ay. Ay. Look at me now, bitch, I just flex like, wow. I did not get it, I'm right, motherfucking now. Yo, I wanna see 20,000 motherfuckers coming to my shows, yo. I wanna see 500,000 reinvested in my team, we goals, yo. I wanna be all over the world, but the people doing hella shows, yeah. I'm gonna be the nigga that will always beat his motherfucking goals, yo. I just want a Bentley, ayy. Fucking on your bitch, we going 60. Ayy, dropped it, tried to get it back, she missed me. Ayy, put her in the past, now that bitch history. Oh, yeah, I just want a Bentley. Ayy, could not fucking focus with her with me. Ayy, looking left and right, like what does this mean? Ayy, answered every question, she stopped listening. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I'm overthinking, losing sleep about you leaving me. Loving you so much, be used to other women leaving. Then I'm like, whoa, this shit has never helped me reach my goals. Mentally, I always made myself low. Baby, you're not a thought, but before you were hoes. So sorry, thinking all women are clones. Most of them just wanna take off their clothes. For money and power, fame that'll go. Since I'm overthinking, I guess I'll just go. I can't even fathom it all, but I know. The past is a past, so I just let it go. It's harder than said, but when happened, you know. So baby, just tell me, we'll beat how it goes. Say 10 out of 10 with the shots of the throne. To me. No one can hide from the real, but your realness is shown. Yo way, threw my head down in my heart, now it's reaching my soul. No way, I guess your love is so real that it's grabbing a hold of me. I'm so glad your love is real with me, girl. I'm real with you, girl. Let's build this team together. Just listen to me, just in my voice set you free. Baby, just listen to me, ay. Baby, just listen to me. Yeah, you're my priority. With a body like that, goddamn, you are a beauty queen. Got you tied up by jewel, baby, yeah, you're meant for me. Put a crown on you, girl, you know you are my queen. Girl, you are my queen, yeah. We are dangerous together. I'll never switch up on you just like the weather. We steady progressing to make us up better and better and better together forever. I'm writing these rounds like Gavin with Clever. I know we got plans for today or endeavor. I'm not talking shit, we on another level. Then another level, then another level. Like, yeah,
Look at my eyes, baby, you were for nothing but trust, ay. This isn't a myth, and little baby, it's all about us, ay. Chill with you all day, oh wait, baby, you know it's nothing. I'm so glad your love is real. Listen to me, just in my voice set you free. Baby, just listen to me. Ay. Baby, just listen to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can just travel the world. the wipe. I feel myself when I'm getting close to you, and it helps me knowing that I got you, girl. I get emotional when it's not me and you, but it helps me knowing you won't hurt me, girl. Love me like that.
Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Dirty Money, Young Money, The Mistress, yeah.